Many non-essential businesses are again open in Colorado. This means workers are emerging from their work-from-home routines, but thousands of people never had the ability to do that. These essential workers have continued to go in during the coronavirus outbreak, and as KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, it's been a stressful time for both them and their families.
College student Erica Cardenas never wanted to take an online class, but the coronavirus didn't leave her with much of a choice.
I've been avoiding online classes my whole entire life because I can't concentrate at home. The only thing that I want to do when I'm at home is to sleep.
The 23-year-old wants to be a teacher. Right now, she's finishing up her junior year at the University of Northern Colorado, where all courses were moved online after spring break.
It's difficult, but at the same time, it's good, I guess, because I spend more time with my siblings.
Cardenas moved to the U.S. from Mexico when she was 15. She lives in Greeley with her parents, aunt, uncle, and twin siblings and cousin who were all seniors in high school.
From 8 to 12, they go to school. After that, we take lunch. I make lunch for them.
Then she studies for her finals before cooking for her mom and aunt. Both are essential workers at the Mountain States Rosen Lamb Processing Plant in Greeley.
When they get home, they leave all the stuff on their garage and they go straight to shower. And we don't go out.
Colorado's meatpacking plants are hotspots for COVID-19. JBS in Greeley has one of the largest outbreaks with at least 280 confirmed cases and 7 deaths. Mountain State's Rosen has had 8 employees test positive.
We are hearing concerns from both sides.
Lisa Taylor is the executive director of the Immigrant and Refugee Center of Northern Colorado. Many of the organization's clients work at meatpacking plants.
Clients saying, I'm scared to go to work because I don't want to get sick. And clients saying, I'm scared to not have work to go to because I can't afford to lose wages.
Cardenas and her family fall into both categories. She says her mom and aunt are scared to go to work, but don't have a choice. Her father got laid off from the oil company he worked at, and her uncle works sporadically.
I always think about my mom and how she left everything back in Mexico for us. And for us to get infected or whatever, it's really scary.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment tracks race and ethnicity data on COVID-19 infections and deaths. It shows Black and Hispanic residents are disproportionately affected by the coronavirus. Many immigrants fall into these racial and ethnic groups. Here's Lisa Taylor again.
We know that having low socioeconomic status and limited language skills, that those are barriers that are pervasive to economic mobility on our best day in regular life.
Coronavirus has not created a lot of new problems, she says. Instead, it's exacerbated inequality gaps that already exist.
And I think that unfortunately what a pandemic like this does is it really sheds a spotlight on those gaps and those problems as it relates to access.
That's why the Center for Health Progress has posted videos in Spanish to help immigrants and others access emergency Medicaid and navigate childcare and other emergency funds. Maggie Gomez is the deputy director.
A lot of the communities we work with have not had access to a medical home or reliable or affordable health insurance for a variety of reasons.
She says people are not recklessly avoiding health care or being irresponsible. They are nervous about the cost of care and sharing their information. That's partly because of a recent change to U.S. immigration policy that makes it harder for legal immigrants to get citizenship if they receive certain federal benefits like Medicaid or SNAP.
We are working really hard to ensure that folks have access to what they need, regardless of their status, their income, their ethnicity.
In the meantime, Erica Cardenas is focusing on her family. She says a woman called her mom and told her to quit going to work.
I mean, it's good for people who can work from home, but people who doesn't, who are essential workers, I mean, I don't think we have the right to judge them.
Cardenas says Mountain State's Rosen requires her mom, aunt, and other employees to wear masks, and the plant has installed hand sanitizing stations. It's in line with voluntary guidelines for meatpacking plants from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
They just keep on going to work because we never know what's going to happen next. So they just want to make sure that, I guess, we're okay.
Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.